All right. Brew some coffee, pour a cup. It's time for some more coffee talk.
It's Bashomania!
Let me tell you something, brother. He gave us everything he had in him tonight. What you gonna do when Bashomania runs wild on you? Oh, it's gonna be a good one.
And business just picked up here on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. That was crazy.
Wow. Well, welcome to episode 119 of Bashomania Podcast, brought to you by Attack, which I see you're drinking on the mug. We might have to have Brian Heller on the show. He was giving out beta access on Twitter because I think I had mentioned on here that I was just gonna start telling people to tag him and get him. And he's responding and getting people.
Oh yeah. He's so into it.
If you want beta access to Attack, the app is sick. I'm actually drinking pre-workout right now because I'm going to go work out as soon as we're done here.
I've never had pre-workout.
It's good stuff. I like it mentally.
I like coffee.
I did get robbed out of one of my Attack workouts because I didn't know you have to leave the app open, probably because they don't want you to cheat. So I like went to a different app to check an email while I was like on a bike or something, and I lost it. I got to be more
just
diligent.
Multitask.
Yeah, you're I just gotta just. Well, like if
just
I'm
emails on the bike, yeah.
If I'm doing cardio, and I get an email that's like important, I'll check it. So I'll look at emails and stuff in between when I'm working out. Obviously, I don't work out that hard if I can be on my phone.
I'm doing cardio. I'm not wrestling,
so it's like
I don't think I've ever been able to check an email while doing cardio. That's just there's no way.
Yeah, but training and wrestling is your livelihood. That's your life right now.
Yeah.
Like my life is bashful.
Well, outside of podcasting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like podcasting one, wrestling two.
Yeah. For sure. We're making podcasting the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So guys, support Attack, ATAC.app, great app, workout, coaching, lifestyle, mentality stuff. I actually texted Sarah Hildebrandt one of the quotes that she had. I loved it. It was about being present. And she said that when she's like brushing her teeth or something, that she just tries to be present in those little moments. I do the same thing. I try to think, I pray, I take the garbage out, take the dog out, whatever. So I love that. I texted her a screenshot. The app is so well built. Really, really well built.
Now, come to think of it, when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm always somewhere else. So
try being present.
Yeah, brushing your teeth is kind of boring. You just stand there.
Think. That's the whole point.
Think about what? Brushing your teeth?
If you're but if you're just present, you're just kind of like what
I'm
are you
brushing? Focusing on my canine.
Each tooth.
Yes. Like this one, you know, small circles.
Okay. Right? Yeah. So speaking of Attack and sponsoring the show, we talked about trying to get on a more consistent schedule because people are always on us like, when's the next episode or so that. So I think what we're going to try is Mondays.
See, but I like the unpredictability.
I do too.
I love it, especially because I don't know what's going on ever. So. So it works out great for me.
Like it, but I know that it's good to have consistency. And I know if there's anything I consume regularly, I like having a general idea of when it's going to come out.
Yeah.
So we're going to try it. We'll see. I think we want to be relevant. And if something happens on a Tuesday, we might do it on Tuesday and release it on a Tuesday.
We can always do that.
Yeah.
We can call audibles whenever.
Yeah. So we're going to plan on new episodes on Monday moving forward with secondary, third, fourth, whatever episodes happening if they happen throughout the week. That's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was World Wrestling Day. Not much to say about it, but
I didn't really know that until today, actually.
I saw it. I think UWW put it out, and I believe it's the anniversary of the first World Championships ever. And like May 23rd, 1904 or something.
World Wrestling Day, what does that even really mean?
Exactly, I think it's like literally like an anniversary. Like,
all right, sounds good.
World Championships first ever, so it's Wrestling Day.
Let's celebrate.
Everything's day. Lately, everything's a something day. It's National Hot Dog Day. I haven't seen a National Pond Day yet, but I'm here to celebrate that.
Well, I'm going to look that up and see let's find out right now.
Yeah, I'm here for a pond day. If there's not, we should declare one.
You can make one, yeah.
Yeah, we need to declare one.
I'm like, I don't have enough to do with ponds to have any say in that.
Maybe we'll get you a bench at this pond. We'll do an episode from the pond, and from then you'll the have pond. The tie.
All right, I'm looking up National Pond Day right now to see if this is actually a real thing. I don't think so.
Wow, we might have to create it.
Oh, it doesn't look like that. It doesn't look like that's a national day. Sorry about that. But there
is
National Dog Day. So
we're going to have to make some phone calls to make that happen.
I think so, too. Who decides that?
I don't know. Is there a committee that discusses we're going to make this a day?
This day is dedicated to wrestling. But like, I feel like also like if yesterday was not like World Wrestling Day, it was probably something else also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's when we do social media for businesses, we'll look for national days that are somewhat related. If it's mortgages, it's like homeowner day or whatever. You'll look for something to tie it in. And there will be like 10 different days on the same day.
Per day.
Like it's like National Cuddling Day, National Hot Dog Day, National Plant the Tree Day.
That's
like
it, all the same. All,
yeah,
all the
they
same
just
day.
Start piling. Well,
that's an interesting combo.
After the first.
All.
After the first 365 days, you're out. You got to start doubling up.
You got to, yeah.
And based on the number of things I see, there's just...
There's more than 365 things.
Yeah, it's wild.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So today's Monday. U23 entries are flying in, which I know not nearly as many people care about that as I do.
I haven't seen them.
Nope. We're at like 320 as of 11, and then it went to like 340. Like... It's climbing. Today's going to be a fun day to kind of see who's there. I love anytime there's good wrestling. That's why I think I get excited for these. And yeah. Shout out to USA Wrestling. They kind of took my idea and ran with it, and I appreciate that. Like they put out an article that says early look at the registrations for U23s.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's what I want to do. Like obviously they copied me, but that's great.
Obviously,
like if more people start doing that, like that's the goal. It's not proprietary information to me,
right?
I think that builds more hype, and
yeah, that, of course. Knowing who's at the event always is going to build more hype,
right? Like I got to send a message to somebody at UWW because I want to know if they're going to release who's coming to Poland, because the entry deadlines were last week, the 18th.
Okay.
So they got to be coming out soon. I know Nolf has said he's going at 74. Jaden's going at 92. Pentelio's going at 70. Nate Jackson said he might be going. I don't know if he's going. Did you talk to him about this weekend?
I did not.
There was the golf outing.
Right.
And then there was picture surfacing on the internet.
Yeah. went down to work out a little bit over the weekend. You know?
How was it?
It was good, man. There's some good guys down there, some scrappers for sure. It was good to get my hands on some of those dudes.
And it was announced while you were there that Jaden Cox is now going to train there part time, which to me is kind of confusing. I want to potentially have him on here
to talk
about that. Like, you know, what does that mean if you're part time? And I know that the NJRTC and Rutgers like left the NJRTC and now like Rutgers is doing their own thing. Princeton's doing their own thing. And I don't know if they're now going to both seek out more athletes, which would be good. But I'm just curious with the dynamic of training there part time, what that means for him. He was at Ohio State for a year and a half.
I don't think he was ever even there.
At Ohio?
I don't know. Like I
never saw any like content or anything.
Neither have I. And if he was there, I'm pretty sure they would have posted some content of him there because that's what you want, right?
Yeah, that
helps
you promote it.
I'm sure Jaden knows, but we don't.
Yeah, we're going to have him on here, talk to him about why.
We can speculate all we want, though, which is super fun for me. So,
yeah, it's an interesting move for then JRTC with Nate Jackson there. Both of those guys, if Snyder wins, which... I think he's going to medal at the Olympics.
Likewise.
If he does, it's probably going to be Jaden versus Nate, I think, for the world team spot in 92.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very real possibility of that.
So
and I'm sure they know that, too. So
yeah, and I know Kyvon Gatson, I said that out. He didn't really like that, which I like that he doesn't like that. Like, use that as motivation to put yourself in the finals. He's always right there, so... You know, but I think Nate Jackson has been on a tear. Jaden Cox is one of the best in the world.
You said that, then Kyvon Gatson like publicly said that he didn't like that you said that.
I had put out a tweet that said, this could be our world team. And it was Taylor 86, Jaden 92, Snyder 97.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyvon quote tweeted it with not so fast or not if I have anything to do with it or something along those lines.
All right.
Like he's paying attention to, which I think both are fair. I think it's a fair assessment to say if Jaden's going 92, he's probably going to make the team. He's dang good. But if
he's very good. Yeah, that's a tough out. Yeah.
But if you're a top three guy and you're right there, like you should take that personally and use that as motivation.
Put your money where your mouth is. Let's go, dude.
Yeah. And Kyvon, like, he is such a good wrestler, and he's been right behind one of the absolute best in the world, Snyder, for years now.
Yeah, it's tough, but you know, Kyvon's a scrapper, and if he believes in himself, man, like I said, put your money where your mouth is. Like I want to see it.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I think that's going to be good. It's interesting for them to bring him. I mean, iron sharpens irons. I think it's great. I think the fans care more about when good guys are at the same weight at a club. Because I've asked you and Northbolt both, like, what's it like? And it's like, it's business. We root for each other. If we're going to wrestle each other, you know, it is what it is. But I think the fans kind of look at it more like, ooh, you know, how's that dynamic going to play out?
Right. I mean, if, you know, with me and Ulf, we train together, we help each other get better. There's really, you know, no animosity there. Yeah, I don't know. I root for him whenever he's wrestling. And if me and him happen to wrestle, so be it. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah. A couple other things here to talk about. Bryce Meredith won his MMA debut by knockout. I'm not surprised.
That was awesome. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I watched, like, everybody shared, like, the minute leading up to the knockout.
It was TKO.
Yeah.
It's TKO. So Bryce started getting a little more comfortable, started coming after the dude a little bit, caught a little hook. I don't think he did get dropped, but I don't think he got like dropped from it. I think it kind of just like shocked him a little bit.
Yeah.
But Bryce, he kept wrestling pretty much. You know, he just kept going, went to the ground, ended up coming back out, got on top of the dude, then just beat him up on top.
And he looked like Bryce is an MMA guy. Like even how
he's a gamer, man.
Yeah. How he acted after, like Bryce has such a personality.
Yes.
He's going to thrive, I think.
Killed the interview afterwards too.
He did. Yeah. He's a natural. Did. He's not shy. He's not. When he was on this podcast, it was a fun conversation.
Ooh, we should get him on to talk about it.
We can get him back on. He was great. Towards the end of the episode, when he came on with me last time, he started asking me about, because that was like our first real conversation together. So he started asking about what I do, what Bash Solutions is.
Yeah.
So I love that. Like, if you start turning the tables and you want to like learn more, I'm all for that. So
yeah, I think it's time we interview you.
Yeah. So shout out Bryce for winning. Levi Haynes to Penn State.
Love that.
That's now you train with him at M2, right? Are you coaching?
Yeah, he's one of the M2 kids. He's as tough as they come, man. He's gonna be a monster. He already is. He's on the cadet world team. He's gonna make some noise over there.
Do you think that like you're starting to see athletes like Logan Stieber, David Taylor with these clubs? You got to wonder if it's going to end up being pipelines for where they went to college. You know, like, will Logan's students favor Ohio State? Will David's students favor PA? Obviously, I think because it's a local club, if you're in PA, you probably like the idea of going to Penn State. If you're training in Ohio, you probably like the idea of going to Ohio State. It's just going to be interesting. That dynamic wasn't really around 10, 15 years ago.
No, it wasn't. And, like, I think a lot of people are starting to think that they're making these clubs so that they have like a pipeline for such college.
Yeah,
that's not true.
No, that's silly.
You know, we want our guys to go wherever the best fit for them is.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's, and if that's Penn State, then it's Penn State. If it's Ohio State, then it's Ohio State, you know?
And obviously you're going to like, as you mentioned a couple months ago, like you start growing these relationships with these kids where like you're rooting for them. You're in their corner. Obviously, if Penn State's where you went to school, why would you not love them to go there? But like you said, you do want what's best for them. And I think you're going to see that. Like, I know some kids drive far. Some kids might get opportunities to different schools. Like, it's not a guarantee that just because you go to this club that you're going to go to wherever. But it is an interesting thing that I think the sport didn't see 10, 15 years ago. And I think it's only going to get more and more interesting. I can't wait to watch more and more athletes do that over like the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Same. It's like you said, definitely going to be pretty interesting.
So we're going to get our guest here in a minute.
I got to talk about something real quick though.
Yeah, yeah.
So Father's Day is just around the corner. And you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. 4.0. 20% off, free shipping, promo code. What, Justin, what's the promo code, man?
Cenzo.
It's Cenzo.
C-E-N-Z-O, spelled Cenzo, pronounced Cenzo.
Or spelled Cenzo. Either way, however you want to say it. But C-E-N-Z-O. You know, I was actually just thinking about this. Like, having my name as a promo code, that's actually kind of cool.
It's very cool. He asked
me. I didn't think about that till like yesterday.
When we made the connection and he asked me, what do you want the promo code to be? I'm like, 100% Cenzo.
Yeah.
100%. Man. Like, that's the, it's the perfect promo code.
It has a nice little ring to it. But yeah, make sure you get that 4.0 for your hairy dad. You know, I might be sending one.
My get dad's two. Get one for yourself and one for your dad.
Yeah. Get three. Get two for yourself.
Yeah. They're waterproof. They have four different. These things, guards,
yeah, lengths. get four.
No, you get four of these, I'm saying. Or you get four different sizes when you buy the 4.0.
Or you can,
if you want to get four different lawnmower 4.0s, one would
be 16. Then you get
correct.
You get 16 of those. Yeah,
you get 16 different options.
If you want 16 of those, then you get four.
Yeah, manscaped.com, yeah. Promo code Cenzo, 20% off and free shipping. What a Father's Day gift!
Yeah, I mean. If hey dad, like that's probably what you're getting, dude. Like straight up. Like,
and by the way, if you get your dad a lawnmower 4.0 for Father's Day, can you record the reaction?
Because like
that would be funny.
I like that too.
Like as your dad's opening a lawnmower and you explain it to him what it is.
Right.
That'd be a great reaction. We want to see that. Tag us. Tag Manscaped, of course.
Right.
So let's get our guest in. We'll make sure.
Oh,
he's got the hair flowing.
He does have the flow right now. Austin O'Connor, what's up, dude?
Not too much. Just got home.
Just got home. Are you working out?
Yeah, we had lunch this morning.
Nice, nice.
Well, we're gonna waste no time. We're gonna dive right into this. You know, we had Shane Griffith on last week, and right after we put the episode out, I'm like. We had 9 out of the 10 of this year's champs on the show. And I'm like, why have we not had Austin on? Let's get him on. First of all, how have you been? NCAA championships was fun. I picked you in the finals. So I actually picked correct 10 for 10. When people said that was 2, I said, no, it wasn't. So I'm here for it.
I've watched it a few times since then. I'm going to tell you that. Since my initial take, I've watched it quite a few times since then. Changed my mind a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
I haven't watched, I have
changed my opinion on it, but we can visit that later on.
Okay.
Goes to
you what?
I still don't think it goes too, but
of course you don't.
No bias there.
If I'm you, there's no shot that's two.
Exactly.
Yeah, like no way.
Yeah, 100%. So how have you been since NCAAs? What have you been up to?
Not too much. Still in North Carolina training. Got a lot of stuff planned this summer. So kind of once June starts, kind of get rolling there. But right now I'm just out here getting some workouts, training, and enjoying my time.
Got like just camps set up, things like that.
Yeah, so I'm going to start training MMA this summer. So I got some.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. And other than that, yeah, pretty much just camps.
I saw Kennedy posting that, you know, he was starting to train MMA a little bit or thinking about it. Is that like you guys been doing that together or?
No, not really.
No.
I don't really know what his plan is yet. I mean, he's still got like a bunch of things up in the air, but yeah, I'm pretty set on doing it this summer and I already got some things set up to go do. So yeah.
Very cool. That's awesome.
That's going to be interesting because, you know, I was going through your Instagram earlier, and I realized that you have 45 posts, and every single one of them is strictly wrestling. Like, wrestling is your life. And I'm like, you know, I try to kind of get to know our guests beforehand, find some interesting topics, deliver value, help tell their story. I'm like, this dude's story is wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, every post you have is wrestling. Is that true, like, off Instagram and off social media as well?
A little bit. I mean, I definitely enjoy my time outside of wrestling. I don't wrestle a whole bunch in the summer. I have a few tournaments, but I don't know. I guess my media guy's on me a lot to post during wrestling season. So kind of motivates me to get on there a little bit more and start posting some of like my accomplishments and everything else and just my training. So other than that, yeah, I'm not really posting too much in the off season.
Bryce does such a good job of his content. He did a really awesome job leading up to his MMA debut, posting a lot of content, giving people behind the scenes. And I think it does help draw in more fans. And I've had Tony on here, Ramos, multiple times, talking about the marketing and name, image, likeness bill. And I love, like, I don't want to tell any coach ever how to do their job, but being a marketing guy,
do it. Why not?
I love when coaches push for that. And I think, you know, Tony's definitely one to embrace marketing fully. Have you felt that through your time in North Carolina?
Yeah, even from the time I got here, I knew he was the guy that was really good at that kind of stuff. And I've been trying to learn from him a lot. I mean, I'm still learning from him, but yeah. I mean, even before I got to college, I wasn't really on social media that much. And then, like, it started getting a lot bigger now. So I'm definitely trying to grow and get better at that.
Yeah, man, that's kind of, you know, same with me too. I didn't use it a ton. I'm still learning the ropes a little bit. Justin has me on it more so than I would like to be, but you know, it is what it is.
I just have a mentor like that around, so
for sure.
Need it.
Can you talk about what it's like training with JO a little bit?
Yeah, it's super fun. I mean, he's we kind of have different styles. He likes to wrestle a lot from the outside. I like to grind and go after you. So I mean, just every day in the room, it's kind of like almost like a cat and mouse game, like me going after him fakes and stuff on me. So
yeah, you overextend, he's popping you, right?
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So I mean, he helped me to stay calm a lot this year too, and just like kind of stay in my stance, stay solid position. And I mean, I feel like both of us being different styles help each other grow a lot. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Make it to the challenge tournament.
What else do you think about UNC has been interesting for you?
I don't know. I mean,
this thing goes lacrosse.
Yeah, I mean, all of our teams are insane, though. I mean, we got women's soccer that were Final Four. We got women's field hockey, who've won it like the last like 5 years, something ridiculous.
Ooh, that's crazy.
They got in the five years too or whatever, they got like one loss. So I mean, their record's insane, like their team's insane. Yeah, so I mean, it was nice to finally bring a wrestling championship home for the first time in 26 years or whatever, because I mean, out of all the other teams on campus, we've been kind of lacking.
Well, I mean, like, you guys, I mean, not even just like, you know, from you winning NCAAs, but definitely getting better and better and better, you know, each year, as well as like, you know, the rest of the ACC. Can you just talk about, you know, ACC wrestling a little bit too?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like before I started getting recruited, like I pretty much didn't really know about the ACC. I'm a Midwest guy, so I grew up like knowing all 10. That's like one of the powerhouse division right now. And, I think we're building. I think from the time I've gotten here, we probably went from one of the last divisions to top 2-3 divisions right now.
No doubt. Yeah.
We had what, 4 or 5 guys in the finals, and for the teams in the division two, I mean, it's all tough competition, but we only have like, I want to say 6 ACC schools right now out of the 15 ACC schools there are. So, I mean, it could keep growing. We've put some other teams in there. I mean, it's just going to continue to get better.
Yeah.
And I think, like, we talked about watching Big 12s a little bit. I think there's excitement with AJ Ferrari and different athletes. And I think the ACC is experiencing that same thing where people are starting to tune in more and more. I think as you build these brands, whether it's through winning a championship, whether it's through big audiences, it makes people want to tune in. Are you noticing that that's happening with the ACC, with UNC right now, where it's like, since, you know, it's only been a couple months since you won the championship, but like you said, it's the first time since like, what, 1995 that UNC has had a champion. Like, that puts people in the seats. Have you felt that? Like, I know you're going to feel more of it next season once the season starts, but have you started to feel that already?
Yeah, I felt a lot of that, especially after I won it. I mean, like, everybody wants to be involved now. Like, we have alumni we haven't heard from in years, like, back at our school, like, trying to be involved.
That's amazing. In the program.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
With the more success we have, we're just going to keep building that growth. And like I said, I think we're going to be right there with the Big Ten in a few years. I mean, like I said, I probably didn't hear about it right before I came to college. And within the last 4 or 5 years, we've grown so much that we're already at top two division. So,
yeah, and there's really no reason for that not to be happening. Like, ACC teams keep getting big recruits. Max Stout just signed with Pitt. Things like that keep happening. So I don't see any reason why the ACC can't really – matching up to the Big Ten is going to be tough, but like, you know, there's no reason they can't catch them at some point.
Yeah. I mean, we got a little bit of a ways to go, but I mean, keep heading where we're going, like, we're going to be right there. So
yeah.
Just matter.
And that's just strictly good for wrestling.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have that competition and when you have the different conferences all excelling, I think that makes the NCAA tournament that much more exciting too. Because you start really now having that hype where you get guys like yourself versus a Big Ten guy that you might not get to see during the season. I think it's great. And who was on here? I think maybe Jack Mueller was on here talking about it. Like, just the excitement around the ACC schools. Mm-hmm. And like you said, now alumni wanting to get involved. That's awesome to see. Like, you're after Stanford just cut their program and now brought it back, like, it should kind of keep people focused on helping whatever school they have some kind of affiliation to. So obviously winning helps that dramatically.
Winning helps a little bit.
Winning, yeah, is huge.
But yeah, I felt that in the ACC too. I mean, every time we go over to NC State, like, I mean, we've wrestled teams like Rutgers, who everybody knows has a crazy fan base.
Right.
Crazy fan base.
See rival schools, like, we're almost like right there with them. We have everybody in the whole state coming to see us. And I mean, it's a crazy dual meet. And now, like, more people are hearing about our team, and I mean, it's just going to keep getting better, more excitement.
It's bringing in better recruits, things like that too.
Yeah.
Just keep pumping it up.
Yeah,
100%. And speaking of next season, do you know, like, since you're going to start training MMA, do you know what you want to do weight-wise yet? Are you going to stay where you are now?
No, I'm definitely going to go up to 57.
You're going up?
Going up.
Yeah.
Is that because of MMA training or just in general?
Two reasons. Last year I was cutting a good bit of weight every week. I mean, it was tough with COVID too, not knowing like when we were going to compete and everything. So my weight was fluctuating a lot. Yep. I get up to like 10, 15 pounds over sometimes. And it's just not like, I don't know, something I want to do next year. I want to enjoy my time wrestling and not worry about the weight cut. And then also, I mean, we got some kids coming in. We got a kid from Canada that just got here, Lachlan McNeil. The kid's, he's tough.
What's his name?
Lachlan. He's a Wyoming some kid, so.
Okay. Very cool.
Kid's really good. He's already competing against me and Sherman and.
Oh wow.
Guys in our room, yeah. So, if we could put him in the lineup first year coming in, I think he's gonna do big things for the team. Hopefully, we could get Sherman to go up then. I'll have him at 49, me 57. And then we got a couple other big things hopefully in the works that will. We'll get. So yeah, I think our team's gonna be pretty stacked next year.
Anything you can allude to on big things coming?
We're praying on Shane Griffith coming here.
We're praying on Shane, man.
I love that.
I think if we got Shane, I think we'll have that Clay Lau. He was, I think, a match away from All-Americaning. COVID All-American. He's a real tough wrestler. And I think he might even cut down to 65 if Shane wants to go up or if Shane wants to stay the same. I mean, either one, they're both going to do well next year. And then, yeah, I mean, upper weights are going to be pretty tough too. So we're going to have a solid lineup all the way through.
I love that. You're like, yeah, we're kind of praying that Shane comes here.
That's how it should be. Like, that's the excitement, right?
That would be sick if he did. You guys back to back, like, especially if he stays down, that would be super dope.
Oh yeah, I'd love to have him as a training partner. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in the room to have him is just gonna take us both to the next level.
Yeah, no doubt.
JL wouldn't mind either.
Not at all. Yeah.
Well, that's some cool stuff. Yeah. We wanna play a little thing we do. Okay, so we've got a segment on this show, Rapid Fire Word Association, brought to you by Rapid Fire Keto Coffee. This stuff is great.
I'm drinking it right now.
I had some this morning. It's not just coffee. It has grass-fed butter. Somebody tweeted and said, did you just say grass-fed water? No, it's butter. Grass-fed butter. MCT oil, really good stuff. So as we do Rapid Fire Word Association, go get some Rapid Fire Keto Coffee. GetRapidFire.com. They've got instant coffee, ketogenic creamer, all sorts of good stuff. So go get that. So we're going to each ask you a word. We just want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
It could be anything.
Anything. It can be a person. It can be a color. I don't care. It's just the first
color.
I don't care. It could just be the first thing that you think of. Chenzo, since...
Do I get to start first this
time? I'll let you start this time, yeah.
All right, so my first one is Franklin Street.
Bars.
Bars. Fair enough, yeah. I mean, I visited UNC like twice whenever I was getting recruited, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been...
Breaking up a little
there. You're breaking up, but were you going to the bars when you were being recruited? It's like,
no, that's just the one street I remember. They're like, this is where this is where everything happens. So
this
like,
street right, is life.
I was like, all right, sounds good, guys. Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. My first word is Ramos.
Tony.
Tony.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. All right. My next one, Eric Hong.
You should call him the Hongaroo.
The Hongaroo? Dude, so that was like one of my main training partners growing up, and you guys used to wrestle all the time.
Yeah, we used to battle it out all the time. Mm-hmm. I just remember his dad going crazy on the side of the mat.
Wait, you called him Hongaroo? Because he used to like hop around a little bit?
Yeah, so I was on the all-star team, and everybody knew me and him like had like a rivalry pretty much. And I think we're like gonna wrestle him or something. We got a bunch of PA kids on the team, like Shea Bloom, Nate Newberry, and all of them. And I think someone from Illinois called him the Hongaroo. And then like I brought it up on the trip, and everyone was like, "Oh, like pretty much like made him out to be like a mythical creature, like about to like beat me up and stuff." They're like, "Oh, you got the Hongaroo this week." Like
he's gonna put himself in a friend head and hold your elbows real hard.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's a good nickname.
All right. My next word is Chicago.
Pizza.
Ooh.
You're a deep dish guy then.
I like it all. I'm a fan of deep dish, but I mean, we have this one real nice spot in my house. Not too many people know about it. It's called Beggar's Pizza, and their motto is "We lay it on thick," and just pizza proportion.
We're gonna have to go there.
Yeah,
Beggar's Pizza.
Beggar's, yeah.
All right,
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, yeah, write that down.
Fashion Mania does Chicago. We're starting off at Beggar's.
We have all these plans to go places, and
I know.
And here we are. Same
we're gonna need like a month of just going on a tour.
We do. We need a month long tour. Maybe like August or something.
Maybe August or something.
All right. My last one is beard.
Hair.
Beard, hair.
Okay.
Caveman. Right.
Caveman. Do you need to have both, or like could you go like short haircut, long beard, or like you just like it both, just let it rip?
I mean, I had a beard last year too for a little bit. I mean, it was a little tougher for me to grow. I was a little bit younger.
Right.
Starting out. But now I got the full beard, long hair, and I'm loving it.
So. Was it like, I think it was Willie had like a header. It was like you were eating like Cheez-Its or like goldfish or something like that. And like your hair is just like down to here. I thought it was an awesome picture. I thought it was sick, but yeah.
All right, my third word, Brazil.
Bananas.
I figured that much.
That's not, yeah. That's where Russell came in, so.
You won gold there, right?
I did.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We do research here for Board Association.
Sometimes. How many times have you wrestled out of the country?
That was the only time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're one for one.
You're undefeated out of the country.
Undefeated. Hey, congratulations.
Lost my first match, won the rest.
Really?
Wait, so how, was it pools then? Like, how did it work?
Yeah, so I had to take, like, top two in my pool to make it out. And I lost to the Ecuador kid, and then I beat the Mexico kid. There's like one other kid that I beat, that everybody beat. And then the Ecuador kid ended up losing to the Mexico kid. And he needed like an extra point in his match to like move on. And I would have been out of the bracket. And he ended up losing by too many points. So I made it.
Hey, well, one for one out of the country. So if anyone's listening, we need to take a guy somewhere.
Yeah. Undefeated. Do you have any freestyle plans for the summer or for next year? Or are you just strictly when just not move style? Just MMA.
So I'm actually in the works with talking to the Italian coaches about getting my Italian citizenship out there.
Mingya. Jen's smiling.
O'Connor wrestling for Italy.
Yeah, so my mom's maiden name is Fiordorosa. So.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, we could definitely be much better friends.
Yeah. Her family's like straight from Italy.
Yeah, so my mom's family's from Italy also. Like. That very cool stuff. Let me know how that works for you. And if you want to dish one this way, we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Do you know, like, what do you want to do that to go try to win world gold? Or, like, what's your plans if you could get onto the Italy team?
So we just started taking the steps now. So I don't know how fast the process is or anything, but if it goes pretty fast, I'd like to make the world team for next year. I mean, I'll definitely be at a tough weight. I mean, they're going to have to cut all the way down to 43, which I don't know if I want to do, especially with going 57, or I'll have to go 70. Or for the world team, I'll go 70 kg.
Yeah, you do 70. Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess Olympics won't be for a while, so that don't matter. But
yeah. Might come. Yeah, we got 3 years before then.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Interesting. Didn't, no thoughts for Ireland, just Italy?
I thought about Ireland. I mean, my dad's O'Connor, so pretty much. Right. Ireland, but I mean the training facilities and all the accommodations that Italy has, it's just a better fit for me than Ireland.
Chimizo recruits you?
I actually haven't talked to him yet at all, but that's another training partner I'd love to have.
Absolutely. That dude's a freak. He's a monster.
Yeah. Love to feel his defense out against my offense.
Yeah, man.
That'd be a fun match to have. As far as locally too, with freestyle, like, do you guys have you had any talks about RTC events, anything like that, the next couple months?
Not too much. I know Tony was trying to schedule something in the middle of June, but like I said, most of June I'll be out in California training MMA, so I don't really have a lot of time in June. So I don't know.
Who's your MMA hookup in California?
So, I mean, all of our coaches pretty much from Okie State, so they all know.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, yeah. I'll probably go out there. And they're talking about that Islam's got a fight coming up, so hopefully I could get in on their training camp a little bit if it's possible.
Heck yeah.
Train with them, yeah.
That's a good connection, man. That's sick.
Yeah. You got to make some content. I want to see this.
I know. Like, we can do some MMA content. It's almost wrestling, but it's just a little different.
I started posting my story a lot more on Instagram, just about everything I've been doing. But, I mean, it's harder to see that than all the pictures I've posted. So, probably why I
haven't. Yeah. Hey, fair enough.
Yeah, I did the deep dive, and there was 45 posts in total. And it was just wrestling accolades from your youth. Wrestling accolades. Now.
I honestly need to look at it myself, but, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with quality over quantity. I think if you're having a lot of quality posts, that's great. I always just encourage it more. Like, Chenzo's not on there every single day, but it's just a thing where if you can post something and share it, it definitely helps build the brand. It's something I think we're going to see more and more. And now you have what? How many years left at UNC? One, or you have two, right?
Yeah, two more.
Two more.
Jeez.
So I don't know when that name, image, likeness bill is going to come into play, but I know Tony's going to hop all over it.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to want the athletes too.
I think they're talking about July 1st or something.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
That's what I heard also, but like I don't know how true that is and like what the extent of that's going to be, if they even pass that, what that even means either.
Yeah.
Like, can you sell t-shirts? Because like that's all, that's big. It's, if you can. Like,
it's going to come down like to a state level from what I understand. So, and I think there's going to be different stipulations. I think there's going to be different things. Like if UNC has an apparel deal with one company and you want to go get signed with another, you can't, but you could just create a generic t-shirt and sell it. Or if some car dealership wants to potentially give you a couple grand to put your face on a dealership, you could do that. So it's going to be interesting.
Just your face just blown up on a car dealership.
Well,
just sign me up.
And they can't use the college logos. So if they want to, because it's name, image, and likeness, but you can't do anything with the school. So you can't put like, put them in a singlet or anything.
So what you're saying is Roman's face is going to be posted like on everything.
Correct.
In state college.
And Arizona.
In Arizona.
Hometowns are going to be a big one.
Yeah. So
hometown's going
to
be a big one.
I'm not going to be able to drive down the street without seeing Roman. I like that. Yeah. I don't get to see him enough. That'll be good.
I loved his tweet today. He said, if all you do is talk about wrestling 24/7, ooh, I can't be around you.
I like that too. There's another tweet I did want to bring up. I sent it to you earlier. Austin O'Connor, I want to hear your opinion about this. So Jake Herbert tweeted, I choose not to believe in anxiety. Anxiety is repeatedly experiencing failure that hasn't happened yet. Why waste your imagination? Do you believe this is a healthy mindset?
No, I definitely think there's some anxiety. I think how you choose to look at it, like how do you choose to go about it. I mean, anxiety is a lot about like, I think a lot of anxiety is kind of like about like nervousness too. That takes like a huge factor. And like, if you could overcome that and get through that, I think it could be almost used to an advantage. I don't know.
I look at this and I just read the first sentence. I choose not to believe in anxiety. I think that if you can choose to not believe in anxiety, you've never had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anxiety.
That's my first thought.
I've had it and it hits you. It's something that you, when it hits you, you have to channel it somehow, but it's real. It's real. You have to channel, you have to do something with it. It's a tough thing. There's people I know who struggle with it big time.
Oh yeah, I know people whose wrestling careers have been completely shifted, changed because of, you know, competition anxiety, things like that. And it's, you know, you have to find healthy ways to deal with it and cope with it. But I think just choosing to not believe in it is, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's, I saw that tweet. I didn't understand it. I don't know if he was misspoking. Like, I don't know if he's trying to say I'm not going to let anxiety beat me. But if you're just saying that like anxiety doesn't exist, that's a gross mischaracterization of something a lot of people really, really suffer with.
Yeah, I think so. We have a few kids on our team that kind of had anxiety. Like, for example, I mean, I think Kennedy Monday is one of like the best wrestlers in the world when he's competing. But once he kind of starts letting his nerves get to him, I mean, it just kind of like makes him like breathe a little bit more and like kind of lose that conditioning. And then, I mean, and start slowing down, but he's on. Like,
yeah, you can see that with
him. McFadden.
I watched.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And like you said, there's guys here also that same type of thing, right? They have incredible wrestlers. You know, I've seen them do crazy things in practice and they get on the mat and I'm like, yo, what's this guy doing, man? And definitely a lot of anxiety has to, you know, playing a factor with that, definitely, you know, previous injuries, you know, things like that too, just kind of stick out to me.
And off the mat too. I know some of the Penn State guys really well, and I know what they've
gone through. Hey, me too.
I know what they've gone through off the mat. And I think if you have stuff going on with your family or in your home or whatever, and you have to try to just turn that off or not be distracted by it, or if you're worried about it, those are real issues that you can't really ignore that can give you serious stress, serious anxiety, depression, oppression, whatever it may be. And you got to really learn how to cope with that.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's a big problem too, just ignoring that it's there.
Like, yeah.
once you know it's there and accept it's there and kind of go about like trying to fix it and like get yeah. through it, like it's going to make it a lot easier on yourself.
I'm going to use that advice for me. That's it. That's that's the one. All right, boys.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got too.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
Austin O'Carn, you got anything? Got anything for the crowd?
Go Heels.
Go Heels.
Wait, one last thing. So it definitely was not two, right? Definitely. Did you watch it right after?
I mean, no, I didn't watch it for like a week, probably. But I mean,
I wouldn't be there. Right. Who cares? You won. I'm just curious, right. Like.
Right after it happened, though, like I was already kind of like excited. Like I didn't think it was two. Like there's no doubt in my mind. Like, I mean, I threw my hands up, like kind of already excited and like challenging. I was just waiting for them to confirm it. If you guys watched my third and fourth place match against Mitch Feinsilver, we're almost in like the exact same position. So I've been there before and I just kept wrestling and like there's a little action time and I kept continuing to move and adjust my position and, yeah, there's no two.
That's fair. I mean, like, so I thought it was at first, and like I even put it on Twitter and stuff. Yeah. And I got some people agreed with me, and some people did not agree with me.
Was so, it JO that tweeted back at you for me?
What's up?
Was it JO that tweeted back at you for me?
No, it wasn't. It was it was Coach Monday. It was Coach Monday. He goes, yeah, two escapes. I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was hilarious though. But yeah, like I did watch it again too, and like the reaction time, like he had the foot, but like doesn't control your foot though.
Yeah. He was on my ankle or anything. He kind of like had like almost his fingers on like my toes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I kind of saw the past few times after that I watched it. So I changed my mind on it, but you know, if you're not listening to this, then like, hopefully you don't know that ever. So that's it.
I love it. All right, guys, that's today's show. Go follow Chenzo. Go follow Austin. We'll get a Lawnmower 4.0 promo code Chenzo, 20% off free shipping. Get some rapid fire keto coffee and then go do a workout and log it on Attack. All right, guys. See Later. Ya. And that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did. If you did enjoy this episode of the podcast, be sure to leave a 5-star rating review on Apple Podcasts and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on more episodes. For more wrestling content, be sure to follow Bash Mania on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And follow me. I'm at JBash on Instagram and at Justin J Bash on Twitter.
And the beat goes on.